Well, good morning, and welcome to Escape. I am your host, Nadia Shamsuddin, and my guest today is Pat Brooks, a former publisher and author of many books, and she's joining us today to tell us about her latest work, Crisis America, Constitutional Republic or Neocon Democracy. Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Pat. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, thanks for coming on the show.
Good to be here.
Tell us how you were inspired to write this book. What gave you the idea?
Well, this book is actually the sixth edition of one of my most popular books, which was Return of the Puritans. And back in the 70s and 80s, when that book went into five different editions, that was a good title, I think. But now today, our people are just not as educated. They know very little about the Puritans. And I just thought that that was not a good title anymore. But I did use some of the basic material in it. And so this is actually Crisis America, I think, is much more where we are today. And
I'd like to read something from the preface, if I may.
Go ahead.
It says, you say there have been some terrible perversions of the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ during the past century. Since Paul warned about this possibility in the book of Galatians, a study of that epistle would be advisable before reading this book. You go on to say, unfortunately, the Judaizers are still with us. The late 19th century, a reprobate scholar named Schofield wrote interpretive notes to the King James Bible, which he had the gall to put on the same pages as the Holy Writ. He had this travesty published by the Oxford University Press, calling it the Schofield Reference Bible, which is still in print. It gave the church the false doctrine of dispensationalism, now believed or at least taught to millions of evangelicals in the U.S. This eschatology of the system is believed by many fundamentalists, charismatics, and Pentecostals. Can you give us the two main features of dispensationalism?
Well, there are basically two things by which you can sniff it right away. When you smell it, you know you're there. You're with people that believe that, although a great many people who believe this way have no idea of what dispensationalism is because their pastors never tell them. The first thing is that they believe contemporary Jews are Israel, the Israel of the Old Testament. Even Ashkenazic Jews descended from the Khazars of Eastern Europe. And they also believe that the church, which in the Greek is ecclesia, or the called out ones, will be removed from the earth by a miraculous rapture or catching up just before the great tribulation on earth begins that is described in the book of Revelation. So they have two fantasy ideas that basically define them. And that's one of the two will come out in any discussion with a dispensationalist for more than 5 minutes. They'll give you one of those ideas very powerfully, so you can find out. Actually, it stands in contradiction to the historic Christian faith of America, which from the time of the founders, the time of the colonial era, particularly in New England, was definitely a covenant theology belief, and it had nothing, none of this, these characteristics were in the early faith. And
well, we're
going to
take
that's
up
the
quick,
faith once
for a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
My guest today is Pat Brooks, and we're discussing her latest work, Crisis America. Pat, before the break, we were talking about dispensationalism and the work of Schofield. How was it that he managed to get this all published? How did he pull this off?
Well, evidently people that were backing him financially had major ties to Oxford Press, which... the man who wrote the book on Schofield, the incredible Schofield, Joe Canfield, is a friend of ours at our own church, a Presbyterian church in America, and not too far from here. And he is even older than we are. He's 87. My husband is 80, and I'll be 77 in another few weeks. But he's the one who researched this book. And he is quite convinced that Oxford University Press is given to any kind of unbelief and antichrist belief that there is. That's really what the basis is for that press. So he had moneyed interests who were pushing their own agenda with him, and he was always looking for money, and that was really how the whole thing began.
So what year was that when dispensationalism became so popular?
Well, it was toward the end of the 20th century, I guess. Toward the end of the... No, it was the beginning. toward the beginning of the 20th century that the relationship between Schofield and the Oxford Press took place, so it would have been the end of the 19th century.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you cover a lot of very interesting things in your book. In one of your chapters entitled The Origins of Socialism, and you speak about the work of Nesta Webster and her research.
Yes, remarkable.
Yeah, tell me about her work.
Well, she wrote The Origin of the French Revolution. She wrote about the origins of the Illuminati, which is the of course, that's a Latin word, but it has to do with the people who thought they were the Enlighteners. That's really what it means, the Enlighteners, the Illuminati. And there was, of course, in Europe, a very powerful movement in the 18th century called the Enlightenment. Well, it was not Enlightenment. It was great darkness, because it was totally against the Lord Jesus Christ, against God's Word. But that is where that came from. The Illuminati were the ones who organized the movement and gave birth to the movement, really, of the Enlightenment. And, of course, at the same time, in those couple of centuries, 17th and 18th century, that the Enlightenment was spreading throughout Europe and even getting disciples in this country, there was also the Reformation, the Great Reformation. The Lord raised up Martin Luther, raised up John Calvin and John Knox, and these men really were used of God to spread the Reformation. And today, when I speak of covenant theology, I'm speaking of that which comes directly from the Reformation, and that's called Reformed theology. So if some of our listeners might have heard of Reformed theology and thought maybe it had to do with the kind of thing that when someone reforms their own life, like as if they stopped drinking and they had a drinking problem, it's a lot more than that. Reformation means a complete restoration of biblical truth within the Church of the Living God, and that ever since the Church has had the Bible, which has basically been since the 16th century, the time that the printing press came along, and you had Gutenberg and the printing press, and then you had the Bible available to anyone, and you had different people who translated it and put it into the vernacular of the people, their own languages. We've had a tremendous reformation among Christian people because they have Reformed theology is biblical theology. That's what it is.
Well, in this chapter about socialism and Webster's work on the Kabbalah, could you just give us a summary of what the foundations of the Kabbalah are and what they teach?
Well, the Kabbalah is basically the ancient, the earliest form of organized occultism. And occultism is the hidden arts of Satan, that type of thing, the witchcraft, the various forms of Satanism. Kabbalism is the oldest form of it. And it came among the unbelievers, among the ancient Hebrews. That's where it started out. There were, even in that time, as there are in every time, there are people who reject God's word and they want to do something else with it, use it differently from the way God intended. And the Reformation was the greatest time in our history, I believe, because it restored the truth that God says what he means and means what he says. That was really the basic theory and the basic truth behind the Reformation, that the Bible was not a mystery. The Kabbalist has no interest at all in what the words are in the Bible. That is really fascinating, because all he believes is that the Hebrew words have occult meanings. The numbers have occult meanings, and they attributed a number to each Hebrew letter, And in putting these numbers together, they came up with magic formulas and so on. So that's just about the ultimate blasphemy, I believe, taking God's word and making it into Satan's word. That's basically what Kabbalism is. And all of the modern movements, the various kinds of witchcraft and the various kinds of occultism, come out of Kabbalism. They started there somehow. And so it's very interesting. And Kabbalism was the basic belief of the people within the Hebrew folk over the ages who were into the occult. And they called them, in the Middle Ages, they called them the Baal Shems. Baal Shems, the people that were very high in the Kabbalistic secrets and so on, and in witchcraft.
So is it popular today in Israel? Do people still practice it in Israel?
Oh, yeah. But it's still the basis of the various kinds of occultism that they believe in. In fact, when I was researching Crisis America, I did some interesting research on this and found there was a quote that from a female name. It seemed like a female name from Europe, and she was saying that there was the trouble among her people. She said of never knowing what they should believe, whether they should believe what God says or whether they should believe the teaching of these others who were basically the Kabbalists. And she said, we've now made the happy choice and we are following the Kabbalists and the Talmud. The Talmud today, among Jewish groups, for instance, very few of them know anything of the Torah, of the first five books of the Bible, which were always called the Torah, but they do know the Talmud, which is an entirely different book and a series of books. It's a series of many books. But they teach the teaching of these folks that are in Kabbalism, and they promote all kinds of sin, all kinds of aberrations of human behavior, and give them a pass. That they're supposed to be okay. And I think years ago, my husband and I, we began to wonder where so much of this was coming from. You hear about all kinds of moral problems in our own age and wonder where in the world does it come from? Well, it turns out that it's all given a very good showing in the Talmud. And so a lot of the people who read the Talmud regularly think there's nothing wrong with various kinds of behavior, including pedophilia. I mean, imagine the abusing of children in the terrible way that they have been abused. And there are many, many. In our own country, every year, there are several hundred incidents of this type of thing. And there are people... As we know, the government keeps a record when they put these folks, when they catch them and prosecute them, put them in prison. But they usually have just a certain time for their sentence. When they're close to the end of it, they're supposed to be on a record that's kept on computers and in by the police department in every area. Well, just like other things that are not done often in the government, and local governments and the federal government, they often do not do this. So that sometimes these folks live very near schools and have access to children, which is very dangerous because they are not repentant. Usually they...
Well, I do know that it is by law, you're right, that there has to be some public display. And in fact, many states have a website that you can go on. It's not just about pedophilia. It's any convicted sex offender, and it will have a photograph of the guy and in fact where he lives, and they even have integrated into it a map that you can locate where he might be in proximity to where you are or a school. We're going to take a break. We're going to take another break right now. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hello.
Welcome back to the program. Yeah, I want to remind our visitors to visit our website often, republicbroadcasting.org. We keep all of the program archives there. And this morning, if you have a comment or a question for our guest, I invite you to call at 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Pat, before we went to the break, we were talking about some of the content that is in the Talmud, and you were talking about that it sanctions abhorrent behavior such as pedophilia. What are some of the other things that are there that you feel comfortable talking about?
Well, it also is very kind toward homosexuality in both men and women, and all kinds of things that are permitted to people who are high in the hierarchy, especially the higher, further along they are in the Talmudic hierarchy, the more they're permitted to do. It's really quite different, and not just different, utterly opposed to the Bible. And anyone who has spent a lot of time in the Bible has certainly... My husband and I have. I'm now in my 41st full reading of the Bible. And I just can't imagine people being deceived like that without really wanting to be deceived. I think it's important for us to get into this a little bit, that God will meet everyone who truly wants the truth, who wants to know the truth. He is the truth, and he's the source of all truth, and he wants people to come to himself, and this is the key. Some people still think of Christianity as a religion. That's not true. Christianity is a relationship with the living God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that relationship is open to everyone on this planet who wants it. And not to know him is the greatest tragedy that can possibly happen to a person. And not to come to know him is something that will not be on our conscience if we know him ourselves and we're trying to introduce him to others. And that is really what we're on this planet for, to come to know him, do his will, and to do his will always involves reaching other people for him. And many people don't know how to come to Christ. They think just going to church is all that's necessary, and that is not. Some people meet him in churches and in evangelistic meetings. Some people meet him through just reading the Word. My brother was one of those, and he's been a lifetime missionary, and he just was reading the Word and came to the Scripture Scripture in the book of John, which is a wonderful book to read in the New Testament if people don't know him, because it's written for that purpose. It was written to bring people to come to know him. And he just saw in the book of John, the promise that if you thirst, you come to him and he will meet your thirst. And my brother got down on his knees as a youngster just beginning in college at that time at Cornell University and said, "Lord, I thirst." And the Lord met him, and he's had a wonderful...
That's a wonderful story, and it's important to be reminded that he's real and that people are experiencing him in a real way. I wanted to get back to the discussion we were in about the Kabbal versus the Torah, because a lot of people, I think, sometimes get the two confused. What is the organization, what do they call themselves, this group of people that practice what is in the Talmud?
Well, you could call them Kabbalists or Talmudists. You hear that term. But basically, that's the important thing to realize is that that's really what is the source of modern Judaism. It is the Talmud. And so when people assume, as so many foolish Christians do, that everyone they know who is Jewish knows the Bible, and they spend time in the Bible and learn the Bible, the Old Testament, that is not true. Very few of them have ever even looked at the Old Testament. They just, you know, if they have access to the Talmud, they think that that's enough. And that's what they are stressing in most of their synagogues. And it's not teaching that will help a person to become a better person or to come to know God through his Son at all. It's just the opposite. So that's a very basic thing. And I'm amazed at the ignorance of Christians. As I get older, I can hardly believe it sometimes. And what we have now is such a mishmash in our country, and people who do not understand that this country was founded on Christian principles and by people, Bible-believing people, who had the Geneva Bible. And after my whole long lifetime here, I finally got a chance to buy them a Geneva Bible this last year, and it's been fascinating. The last time I read the Word, the 40th time of reading the Word, I read it in the Geneva Bible, and it's thrilling. It's the Bible.
Well, I want you to talk more about it. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Joining us today. Before we get back to our guest, I had a brief word from an RBN sponsor. Are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call 800-211-1715 and request Packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like The National, Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much more. The number to call is 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715. And tell them that you heard about them on RBN. And we have a caller on the line. Pat, if you would like to take a call.
Glad to.
Davey in Texas, good morning.
Good morning, Pat and Nadia.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be real brief, but I really, truly appreciate your delivery style. It's very graceful.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, I'm looking here at Wikipedia and their definition of Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
And the second paragraph says, in theological terms, the book constitutes a covenant between Yahweh, the little g God of Israel, and the children of Israel, his chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the culmination of the series of covenants, which begins with that between Yahweh and all living things after the flood. One of its most significant verses constitutes the Shema, Hear, O Israel, the Lord, YHWH is our God, the Lord Yahweh alone, which today serves as the definitive statement of Jewish identity. Now, I was wanting to ask you to comment on that last sentence there, simply because it appears that we have an apparent conundrum, because most people think that the so-called Jews of today are connected to that Jewish identity that's connected allegedly to the children of Israel, when in fact, the Talmud rears its ugly head, just like Jesus was talking about, and confuses people into converting to Talmudic Judaism and thinking that they're Israel.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I've written a book, and in the old book, the one I wrote about 30 years ago, was Hear, O Israel. I dealt with that whole subject, but I wrote a much shorter one because it seems that people have a lot less time to pursue some of these things. A couple of years ago, called A Mistaken Identity, and anybody that actually sends in for this book, Crisis America, that I'm talking about today with Nadia, will get a copy of the other one as a gift, Mistaken Identity, because it deals with the very subject you're talking about, Dave, and I'm glad you brought it up.
Well,
I think it's extremely important. It really, mistaken identity is the very thing you're talking about.
Exactly, and further, just one question. Would you say that we've had a lot of blessings since recognizing the Jewish state called Israel in 1948?
No, I believe it was the beginning of our complete destruction.
Well, I'll let you get back to talking about the Geneva Bible, but thank you very much for your work.
Well, it's good talking to you, Dave, and it's just wonderful to realize how many people the Lord is waking up in our country. I believe this election cycle has surprised a lot of people. And I'm very unhappy that the establishment has made it almost impossible for Ron Paul to get his message across. But today there's so many people who are internet savvy that they are getting to know him on the internet, and that's how he's raised his funds and everything. And he's certainly knowledgeable in many of these areas. I wish we could have a president like him. I still keep praying for him every day. And you're in that state, so I hope you're doing that too.
Well, I find it very interesting that Providence has brought Ron Paul forward, a man that has delivered over 4,000 babies.
Yeah, that healthy babies, that's right.
And by the way, if you could, while you're on the air today, maybe comment on Here in America. You know, in 1974, I was shown a film about what takes place during an abortion at a Catholic school in Memphis, Tennessee,
in a
religion class, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since then, and I actually, my grandfather took me to a feedlot out in West Texas. There was probably, I don't know, 30, 40,000 head of cattle there. But when you start to realize that these multinational conglomerates, you know, are running the abortion clinics and the slaughterhouses, it gets to be kind of repulsive after a while.
Oh, it's a very repulsive thing.
And it comes from a source, and I appreciate you showing that to people. Well, thank y'all, and have a good weekend.
Well, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Very good to talk to you.
Yeah, I wanted to get back to what you had started before the break about the Geneva Bible and how it differs from the other modern translations we have now.
Well, the Geneva Bible was the first Bible to be printed several times in English, and it preceded the King James, and the King James translators actually used much of the Geneva Bible, much of the wording and so forth. But there are places where the King James became a little political in its time, just like some of these modern translations have become rather political too, and distorted things that were in the Geneva Bible. So that's why I think every Christian should have a copy of it, because when you read the Geneva Bible, you're really reading what came before any politics got into Bible translation at all. And it's very interesting, the things that I wish we had more time, but I don't think we'll cover our subject if we get off on that. I just would recommend. Well, I tell you where we got our Geneva Bible was through American Vision down in Georgia, and they had a conference up here in the Asheville area. We live, of course, in the mountains of western North Carolina. We live in Fairview, as a matter of fact. And we went to their conference, and it was through their literature that came when we were signing up for the conference that I was able to order the Geneva Bible. So I'm sure they can still, people can still get it through American Vision. That's Gary DeMar's outfit. Very, very fine covenant theology believer, and very much dedicated to getting the real Reformation message out in America, because the dispensationalists outnumber us, I'm afraid. And Dr. Kennedy, who died last September, Dr. D. James Kennedy, I'm sure many of your listeners would be listening to him, Nadia, and they are still keeping his programs on. They still, you can, we watch him every Sunday night through the Inspiration Network.
Did he preach against it? Did he tell people about dispensationalism and the dangers of it?
Well, he said that back in 1988, he wrote an article for a publication that is no longer in existence, but it was put out by our denomination, the Presbyterian Church in America, which is a Bible-believing group, by the way. And he had, his church is the largest church in our denomination, the Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church. And they still have Truths That Transform on the radio, and they still have his programs, his videos on the Sunday night message. Sometimes it comes on in other places, other times, but they're still doing both. However, they have warned that the ministry is very much in need of funds, and if it doesn't, if people don't continue supporting it, the programs will not be available much longer. So,
well, we're starting to run a little bit out of time, and I wanted to address a few more of the things in the book. And you have a good discussion about the republic versus democracy debate, because those terms are used interchangeably, and there seems to be some confusion about them. There is a distinction, and explain to our listeners what that distinction is.
Well, actually, when we were putting out a lot of Christian patriotic material, we published several times this marvelous cartoon format of Republic versus Democracy, which is In Crisis America, and always had it in the appendix before, and I've come to realize a lot of people don't even look at an appendix. So it was put right in the context of Crisis America, and it was written, it was the work of Russ Walton, who was a speechwriter for President Reagan when he was governor in California. But Russ Walton actually even became a bit disillusioned with Reagan, because he found that there were areas where he, as a Christian, could not condone certain kinds of compromise that he felt Reagan was involved with. And, of course, this problem of republic versus democracy is basic to it. And this is exactly what is going on with Ron Paul. If there's one thing that the establishment, when I speak of the establishment, I'm speaking of the globalism, that one of the ads you had there, I liked it a lot. That's true. That's the religion of the people that are running America today, the globalists, and which is why that President Bush has been he's been probably one of the worst presidents we ever had. And even those of us that are registered as Republican, I think he's, I've read somewhere recently that he's actually lost half of the Republican Party, and many of those folks are now registering as independents. The only reason my husband and I still have our Republican registration was just simply so that we could vote for Ron Paul in the primaries, and North Carolina is very late. It's in May. I don't know whether we can do anything at that point, but the whole...
Well, you know, if there's a global agenda to bring us toward one government, wouldn't it stand to reason that they would destroy both parties, or at least bring them together and sort of one focus and erase the delineation between the two?
Yes, I think you're right, and both of them are becoming increasingly ineffective. Now, I think that God gives favor. I think he's giving favor to Barack Obama, which we can be very thankful for because, frankly, the idea of having that woman, Mrs. Clinton, as president...
it scares a lot of people, doesn't she?
Yeah. She scares me, frankly.
She's a socialist. She should scare everybody.
Well, yeah, that's the truth. And she can't... The thing that's so interesting about her since the very beginning of her idea to be president, and I think that started when she was a small child. When my husband and I were living in New Zealand, we did some missionary work over there in 1998 and 99. it really amazed me. There was an article of Vogue magazine, and they were selling them all over New Zealand because it had her picture on the cover, and she had, I guess you remember, you might have seen that because we were not in the country at that time, but I'm sure that New Zealand did not usually have Vogue magazine in it, but they had this issue of this woman in a type of thing that looked like it came out of, it actually looked like one of those you know, in the Christmas story of Dickens, Charles Dickens.
Well, what was the article saying about her?
Well, it was that she had been, from a little girl, she had always wanted to be president. And so that actually when she met Clinton, she was using him because she figured that would be the best way that she could get there. And the first step was to be first lady and let him be president and then to become president. So you can see that this has been a lifetime thing. But she looked like one of those characters in the visions that Scrooge had in the Christmas story.
Well, she still does.
various visions that he saw of both the ghosts of Christmas past and Christmas present and so forth.
Yeah.
That's what she looked like in those.
Let me ask you about the neocons. Now, you talk about, you have an interesting segment in your book about the neocon movement and its agenda of preemptive wars and coerced, quote, democracies.
Right.
You said one day you bought an interesting book called The Neocon Reader, and it was edited by Erwin Stelzer.
Right.
Tell me about that. That's interesting.
Well, I think it on page 151 of Crisis America, there is a paragraph that gives their definition of what the neocon movement is. Now, actually, the neocon reader, every writer that writes in there is a neocon. And I never knew a neoconservative is what the full term is. And, of course, the idea... It was immediately, since the Republican Party has been a particular target of these people because it has stood for the conservative agenda. But the old conservatism is nothing like the neoconservatism. In fact, when I got to doing some real reading on this subject, I began to realize that neoconservatism or the neocon movement is Trotskyism. It's another form of communism. And that was the enemy that Stalin had who was assassinated. Stalin had him assassinated in the early 1940s, actually. I think the date that's in here, I had it somewhere, was wrong. In the book that I saw it in, I quoted the date that was in there, and it was a wrong date. It was actually a little later. And it was a reader of Crisis America who told me that, so I looked it up in another encyclopedia and found out that she was absolutely right. But anyway, he was assassinated in Mexico by Stalin's agents because he was very popular and had a whole following that had different ideas from Stalin, but they were basically both communists, both, you know, at that framework. And the whole neocon agenda then is so entirely different from the conservative agenda, which required a just war. I was interested that one of the ads you had on your show this morning was the pointing out to us that the Iraq war is far from a just war. And I agree with Ron Paul completely that we never should have gotten involved in it in the first place. And this word empire was used in talking about our empire. And Ron Paul has used that word. People have seen him in the debates, notice that. He points out we were never intended by our Constitution to be an empire. We were to be a republic.
And absolutely.
If we were still a republic today, then we would certainly not have any of this preemptive war thing and coerced democracy. By the way, you know, have you ever heard President Bush II, the one we've got right now, have you ever heard him talk about having anything to do with a republic?
He's never used that word. He's only used the word democracy. Yeah.
He uses the word democracy, and that is absolutely untrue.
It's a misnomer. We're going to take our last break, and then we'll come back for our final segment. Stay with us.
Okay, then I'll let people know where they can get the book. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to the last segment. And Pat, if you would please, give our listeners the information on how they may obtain a copy of any of your books.
Well, if they just write us at, we were once New Puritan Library, if you've wondered, some of you who may have seen others of my books and others authors that we published at that time. over a 21-year period, actually. But today we're just 2 Chronicles 7:14. And if you read that Bible verse, you'll realize that's what God is after with our nation right now, and that's we use that as the name of our ministry. Box 1212, Fairview, North Carolina, 28730. And if you want to get the book we've been talking about today, Crisis America, which, by the way, is my favorite book. I think it's my best book. It's my 17th, and I think it's my best. And if you want that book, and the book I mentioned to Dave, who called in from Texas this morning, Mistaken Identity, you can have that one, plus the booklet that I wrote on Ron Paul, and I should have written it much sooner, but I did it in time for the South Carolina primary because I knew that ever since Reagan, every Republican who won the presidency had to win the South Carolina primary, and he did not win it, as you know. We have very good information that some of his votes, and a great number of his votes, were given to John McCain.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people on RBN talk about that. That's been really interesting. Pat, we have a caller on the line, and we're running out of time, and I wanted to take his call. Joe from Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Yes.
Very good program. I enjoy these discussions tremendously.
That's great.
Quick
Joe.
Question, and you may have covered it. I haven't gotten to listen to the whole program. But probably close to 30 years ago, I had a fella make an offer to me of $1,000 if I could provide him with an English translation of the Talmud.
Well,
does such a book exist?
It's not one book; it's many books, as I say. But there is a book by Father Pranatus, who was a Catholic priest, and he is called The Talmud Unmasked, and that book is still available from Des Griffin's organization, which is Midnight Messenger, and you can get that from him. Do you have his address?
No, ma'am.
Joe, I'll tell you what, if you'll just send me an email, Joe, I will get that information to you. Just send me an email at Nadia@republicbroadcasting.org.
I will do that. Thank you very much for your program. Y'all, God bless y'all.
Thank you so much. I want to say that we have always tried, my husband and I, to make books available at the very lowest price because some of the most wonderful Christian people and prayer warriors who are the ones who are changing things in this country, although people don't realize that, who are really fighting the battle for our country, out for our republic, out with God, day by day, cannot afford the prices of books today. So that's why we had Crisis America at the same price it was offered in the early editions of Return of the Puritans. It is still $5, but the shipping is very expensive now. So we have to send it by media mail, and that's one of the ways that the establishment is keeping these things from people. So
we have to
charge $10 to cover that, and we'll put in with that Mistaken Identity and also the Ron Paul booklet.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for being on the program. And anybody wants more information, just email me at Nadia@republicbroadcasting.org. Join me tomorrow. My guest will be Dr. Lorraine Day. You have a good day.
With recent international flight.